Report, 50% of Syrian refugees still on government assistance in Canada 5 years after arrival. By Paul Bois on December 9, 2024. A recent study showed that roughly 50% of Syrian refugees in Canada have still been receiving government assistance 5 years after entering the country. Conducted by Statistics Canada, the study showed that 42.3% of the 2014 cohort of government-assisted refugees aged 15 to 54 still relied on social assistance 6 years after landing in Canada, per True North. The situation worsened for subsequent cohorts. With the 2015 arrivals, coinciding with the Liberal government's initiation of Operation Syrian Refugee, showing a 50.4% reliance on social assistance after 5 years, noted the outlet. Social assistance reliance was even higher for the 2016 cohort. While Syrian resettlement continued, with 69.5% of government-assisted refugees reporting reliance on social assistance 4 years after landing, it added. As Breitbart News reported, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau recently admitted that mistakes were made in his administration in regards to immigration policy. Trudeau said that large corporations, colleges, and universities exploited Canada's temporary foreign worker (TFW) program to avoid hiring Canadian workers. Far too many colleges and universities used international students to raise their bottom line, because they could charge these students tens of thousands of dollars more for the same degree, Trudeau explained. And then there are really bad actors who outright exploit people, who target vulnerable immigrants with promises of jobs, diplomas, and easy pathways to citizenship. Promises that would never come true. Trudeau lamented how when the post-pandemic boom cooled and businesses no longer needed the additional labor help, the Canadian government could have turned off the taps faster. Breitbart News's Neil Munro has previously reported that public support for the unlimited supply of cheap foreign labor in Canada has fallen as Canadians have faced a decrease in their wages, productivity, and wealth. A recent Ipsos poll from September found that only 33% of Canadians approved of Trudeau versus 67% disapproval. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.